I'm Mark Dorison, and I'm running for Orange County Commissioner in District 1. I'm running because I believe it's critical that the values of racial justice, civil rights, and economic equity be at the forefront of all county policymaking decisions. Those are the values that have defined the work I've done in my personal life, my professional life, and the values that I've brought to the county commission over the last 8 years. I think they're critical, and I think they reflect our collective community values. Some of the top issues I want my candidacy to highlight include economic development, and that means working to ensure we have a tax base that's diverse and doesn't overly rely on residential property values. It means bringing in new job opportunities to ensure that we can maintain economic diversity in our community. It means ensuring that public workers are paid a living wage. And it also means making sure that we have a variety of housing types and affordability. We live in a community that has some vast income disparities, and we've got to make critical changes to address those. The way to do that is, again, through improving our tax diversity and ensuring there are opportunities for good-paying jobs. I also want to highlight education, which is, of course, a critical issue in our community. The county spends about half of its budget on education every year. When I was the chair of the board, I worked to ensure a more transparent and collaborative school budget approval process. We made some progress, but there's more to do. I think it's critical for the school boards and the commissioners to work together to balance prioritizing the most critical needs for our schools as well as the responsible use of our resources. I'm also committed to social justice, and that includes ensuring that no one in our community is excluded. Some of the critical elements of that are prioritizing the affordable housing needs in our community and ensuring that we have a range of diverse housing types and costs. As commissioner, I worked hard to ensure that residents of mobile home parks being displaced would be given housing priority. Also worked to make sure there was housing funds were included on the 2016 ballot and that we are prioritizing how we spend those funds for the residents in our community in greatest need. If elected, I envision a future for our community where we've really begun to address the economic disparities and the racial disparities in our schools, in access to services, in job opportunities, and in access to education, including at the community college level. I see a community where affordable housing opportunities are spread all across the county, ensuring that we have not just greater economic diversity, but also racial diversity. It's a future where we have access to reliable, dependable public transit, and that helps move our citizens around, and also where residents are fully engaged in participating in the decision-making that most directly impacts their lives. It's critical that we reach out to groups whose voices have been too often left out of that process. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think about not just the work I've done as a commissioner, but the work I've done in this community over the last 25 years as a civil rights lawyer, as a teacher, both in the community college and at the law school, as a community activist in support of groups working to address racial equity and social justice, and also think about the vision, the leadership, and experience that I bring to the board.